Welcome to another episode of the Bitter Jury Podcast Survivor Edition here on the CR Media Landscape. I'm your host, Richard Mai, alongside my three regulars now, as I've inducted a new one. You guys are welcome. We're here to draft Survivor 48. You know what time it is. We do this every season for Survivor Big Brother. I'm very glad that it's a tradition now. And so we're doing it again for Survivor 48, which premieres very, very soon, which we're all excited for. So going around the horn, as per usual, I got my boss, my regular, the guy who brought me into this, Westhoff. How are we feeling to do another Survivor season?
Mixed feelings here. I'm excited to be back in the podcast. I feel like I got a nice reprieve from Survivor the last few weeks. I did like a full year of like Survivor being the only thing I watched. And now that I've taken a month off, I think I'm refreshed, ready for a new season. I will say my last few drafts have been absolute dog shit. And I think I've been last place, Big Brother and Survivor. But if we were drafting seasons of Survivor that Charles likes, I think I'd be on top right now. So maybe some of that luck will rub off on me on this one.
Yeah, thanks for reminding us and previewing how bad my picks for Survivor seasons for Charles have gone. That said, Charles, how are we doing? How are we feeling? Another season of Survivor. A live one now, not one from, you know, a decade ago, but something live, something new for you to get into.
Yeah, and with how last season went, I'm not really looking forward to that, so I'm going to keep welcoming the assignments. And to be fair, your season of Philippines was both the like worst reality show television I have ever watched, but also gave me some really epic moments toward the end. So don't completely count yourself
you
out.
You watched Big Brother 25 and you still are, and we're still going with this narrative?
Like, Philippines was pretty awful.
I really messed up then, dang.
Other than that, happy to be here. Have no idea who these people are on the upcoming season. So, yet again, it'll be fun for me to just blindly go grabbing at people and hoping that they're good.
Well, from someone that does not know these people to someone that does know these people, my buddy, Ben Freeman, who I've brought onto this pod, and I'm so glad that we've done this, even though he already knows my draft board and I know his. Ben, God, did not think that I'd be tossing to you on this podcast, but welcome, my friend. A first official season as a co-host.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for bringing me in. Thank you for having me. I was very excited to get the invite to the draft. I'd like to think I'm pretty good at drafts right now, even though I've never done a CR draft. I've done a few drafts with Richard, and I'd won three Survivor seasons in a row. I had won two Big Brother seasons in a row. I'd like to think I have a good basis. I'm a little worried about this time around. I don't feel like I know these people as well as I've done in seasons past, but I'm very ready to get started, even ready to the point where I actually have a Survivor 48 buff already ready to go. It's a tradition that Richard and I had to do like at the buffs from the seasons we were in college. And since this is our last one being in college, I went for it. So I got it ready to go and I'm excited to get started. Let's do this.
Charles, we haven't even started the draft and Charles has already turned off his camera.
Charles,
if you
heard I feel
the
like
little
we are
stickers in between. Charles was making faces when Ben pulled up the buff. And
what did you say, Daniel?
That's a great start.
We
to
are
Ben Freeman
so out
here
of our league
this
here.
Podcast.
These two are so much further invested than we are that I am now worried.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay.
I do. That's what makes it fun. Before we get into the nitty gritty here, I do want to ask: in these other drafts you do, are there real punishments and rewards for these drafts?
Oh, like, heck no. It's bragging rights.
Just bragging rights.
I would say, why am I the only one that's ever eaten a hot wing in the last
we're
like,
broke
six
college students. Did you really think that we were going to go this far in? Also, this started off as just me and Ben. I'm sorry. We're not going to torture each other. Also, not to mention, when we started doing drafts, me and Ben were roommates. So the fact of the matter is, one of us was going to have to live with the other person after forcing them to do a punishment. And I know myself, I know Ben, and we were not going to hear the end of it if one of us forced the other to do a punishment. So that said, with all love, enjoyed watching you eat a hot wing and answer Sarah's burning questions. But that will not be happening in our personal drafts. This happens for the entertainment of the viewers, however many of them there are.
And bragging rights.
That said, Westhoff, honestly, if you could hear the way Ben talks about these drafts when we're off camera, like just like hanging out, it really is bragging rights. It really is bragging rights. So he takes that fully. But I know that Westhoff has a generator for us to
Ready?
get our draft order.
Drum roll, please. All
Man, that's
right.
tiny.
Richard 1, Ben 2,
Oh.
Daniel 3, Charles 4.
Ah, so youth wins. That's right.
All
The youngest one on the pod wins. All right.
right.
This is pressure. This is
Is that
pressure.
in order of our age, straight up?
Yeah,
I actually
honestly.
think it is. It actually is. That's why I made the joke.
If you're younger than Ben is, then absolutely.
That's fucking
Yeah.
awesome. All right.
I'm actually genuinely younger than Ben. I think I'm like 6 months younger than Ben. So yeah, that is real. Okay, I know who I want, I know who I don't want. What I'm trying to think about is does being first pick mean I get last pick?
I don't think so.
One, two,
I
three,
don't
four.
think
One,
so.
two, three, four. One, two,
No,
three,
remember it's snake
four.
draft, Westhoff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you will have last pick, but you'll get to pick between three leftovers.
Oh, joy.
Yes.
Okay, so I can still drop people. Great, because there are some people on this cast that I don't want by any figure of the imagination. Okay. I mean, Ben, I'm so tempted to take the same first pick that the first time around.
As soon as you got it, I knew exactly who you wanted, and I'm already planning the
Yeah.
route.
You can plan to take him off of your draft board. Pick number one. I'll put it this, because I mean, like, I know we're explaining things. And I think in conversations with Ben that I had preseason, I think we were both pretty high on his ability to have a good social game and his likability factor, which, as we've noticed over the last few seasons, is increasingly important in this game. And so, with the first pick in Star 48. Draft. Oh wow, he knew it already. Shohin. Yeah. Thanks very
Yeah.
much. How did you know already? Dang, Westhoff.
I'll tell you after. I have a strategy that will give it, it'll give all my strategy away if I tell you now.
Aw.
Oh,
Rude.
okay. To
Rude.
be fair, that's also
Okay.
the first person
Okay, so I
that
said social game.
I've met.
You didn't think anybody else could have been who I was referring to?
It'll make
That
sense when I tell you after.
tells us a little bit about what you think here, Westhoff. You've
I
kind
now
of
highly anticipate this.
you've begun to, let your cards show.
All right. So, what's his name?
Show him. Show
Shohin.
him. I'm
All
messing with you.
right.
Ben.
All right. So Shohin was very high on my draft board. Richard knows this. I will be
But
fully
I know
admitting
who's
that.
above him in your draft board.
But he was my number two. I'm gonna take my number one because something that I've very much looked at a lot, especially when we've talked about Survivor, just who we think's going far, sometimes in the drafts, is I always like to turn to the previews that they do at the end of every after show, the little snippets, because you tend to see who they want to focus on, who they want to sort of get in your head already before the season starts, and even in some of the other promos that they've done. This person has shown up a lot, and it's the same logic I'm using when I picked Jesse from Survivor 43 to be my winner. They've been in a lot of ads. I think they're going to be a big cornerstone of the season. I am going to take Joe.
All right. Well, by the way, if you stick with that method, then Pod Save America guy would have been your first pick last year, and he was first one out.
Ooh, I saw playing
Well,
mind games
I took
already.
Asia first overall. I took Asia first
Oh,
overall in
true.
our draft last year. That didn't
Also,
work
not a
out
great
that
pick
well.
either.
Yeah,
All right.
unfortunately.
So,
Westhoff, where are you going here?
let me write down. I've got an Excel sheet too.
Oh,
Oh,
Charles,
yeah.
you gotta pull something out here, bud. I don't think that's you got.
I will go with. Hold on. I gotta find her. It is a woman, spoiler alert. Stephanie Berger.
Okay.
I like that she's in tech. And so I think she'll be strategic. And that's as far as I'm going because, again, I did 10 minutes of research before this.
Do you guys want me and Ben to kind of say where your picks were on our boards out of 18?
Sure. Yeah. Tell me if I did terrible or
If it
not.
interests you guys, I mean, Joe was fourth on my board. I think Ben is aware of that. I know that Shohin was second on his. Stephanie, for me, actually fell pretty low. Was probably at the bottom of like the people that I cared about. I had Stephanie at 15
Well,
out of 18.
by the way, here, I just want to let you know I'm really breaking my stereotype here because Charles,
Yes, you are.
you know me, I'm going for the big buff
True.
dude normally who's gonna
True, which is
outplay
why,
everyone in
honestly,
comps.
I saw you move the X towards David's face, and I was like, oh, yep, here we go. Like, he's picking
I
David.
know, but I need to do something
And then
different this
just a
season.
swift, like,
Trust
the
me,
X just goes down.
when we get back to Big Brother this summer, I'll be on all the buff dudes again. Don't worry.
They're going back to BB25 comps. We're back.
Oh,
Yeah.
boy.
All
Charles,
right.
you have not one but two picks.
Oh, that's going to be really hard. Because I will
Because he
say
likes nobody.
that, in spite of the fact that I don't have another draft board that I keep referencing, you all did pick the people that I just like stopped scrolling on. So I'm just going to pull something out of my ass and go with Charity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ben, where
I
was
like that
Charity
pick.
on your board?
One
Also,
second.
wait. Charles, is there a reasoning behind Charity?
I do like a little bit of the background that she gave on here. Just kind of looking at it, I'm actually, as you all know, I'm a big softie, so love seeing people better themselves. So the weight loss thing is going to be really awesome, and I think it's cool that she can sing, so I'm hoping that she is able to bring some sweet melodies to the island. And if the season is a complete flop, hopefully at least there's a song or two that keeps me interested.
Ben, where did Charity fall on your draft board?
I think if I counted correctly, Charity was 10 or 11, somewhere in that range. I didn't have her that high,
Charity
but
was 11 on mine.
I think that's a very
Charity was
solid
11 on
pick.
mine.
So you guys are just sexist. Guys at the top, women at the bottom. I see, I
For the
see.
record, let the record reflect, there are some women that are high up on my board, but I don't want to say anything because I still want to pick them. So let me cook here, myself. Don't pull out the accusation so early.
All right, Charles, you are on the board again.
Yeah. Let's go with where'd he go? Yeah, we're going with Justin.
Justin, restaurant
Like that.
manager.
And no particular reason outside of the fact that he's one of the few people that isn't from California, which I see growing through here. But yeah, I'm just going with that. I like his photo. The lifestyle model in me loves the hands in the pocket with the thumbs out pose that's on his photo here. So
That's the details I wanted. Thank you, Charles.
exactly.
It's very Bryce Isaiah, I'm sure.
From one hand model to another. Charles respects it.
Westoff, please tell me you got the Bryce Isaiah joke.
No, I did not. Right over my
Or
head.
what? Or Charles, you too. That was a joke at Bryce from Kageyan from the Beauty Tribe that Ben just made. Which I know Charles. I was like, why didn't Charles get more mad at that joke?
All
All right,
right,
Westoff, you're back on the
Justin.
clock.
All right, I am sticking with the women, and I am going with my kindred spirit of engineer, Ava. From one fellow engineer to another, I hope she does me well.
And Ben, where was she on your draft?
That was going to be my next pick. Well done, Westhoff.
Yes. All right.
Snake Devo away
She
from me.
was 12th on my board.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I respect Ben a little more. He's the enigma that pops in and out of the podcast lately that I
There,
usually is right.
you kind
So
of know
I know
my
your
path.
shtick.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'll take
I think
it.
I'm kind of defeating my shtick with my next few picks, but Ben.
This is interesting because now I'm like questioning my whole board. I don't really know, but if there's one thing I do know, especially from one of my personal favorite seasons of the new era, 42, muscles get you far. Drink your chocolate milk. I'm going David.
Ha ha ha. It's not a bad way to select your players.
So
Unless
I've
it's
been.
unless you choose Matt from Big Brother 26, then first out.
So
The
I've
funny
been
thing is,
left.
I did.
I've been left with three people that I want, and I have two picks.
Suffering from
There's
stuff.
even like a sneaky fourth that I want. So I think the question for me is going to come down to who do I think will fall low enough that I might be able to snag them with my last pick. So I genuinely don't know here. Ben knows who one of the three people is because I also have her in our other draft. And my thought is, do I double down on this individual or do I leave it be?
I doubled down on one of mine, so that
Yeah, but I already
your
doubled
call.
down on Shohin and so
I mean, you all could be a little authentic and do something different instead of keep doing the same thing, but you know what?
Look
There's
at
that.
you. Okay, so with the first one, I'm gonna take this individual. I thought she looked really good. I'm gonna go somewhere different with this one than I did with our other draft. So I'm gonna take the person that escaped me in our draft, Ben, and I'm gonna take Camilla.
I was right. That was just total vibes.
I think she's personable. I think she seems down to earth and authentic, and I think people will like her. I think she does well. Just for, gosh, now I'm looking at two individuals and I'm just like, where do I go with this one? All right. I'm gonna hope that the other individual falls low enough, and if I don't grab her, I have her in the other draft and I can cry about it later. Because Ben knows who it is and he has two picks before I do anyways, so he probably will. So I'm gonna go do something different, so I'm not doubling up on everything. God, I'm just looking at the person's face and I'm like, I don't feel good about this. I think I should double up because there's a reason why I picked her in the other draft over him. Yeah, screw it. I'm gonna be boring. Charles, you can be mad at me later. I'm picking Chrissy.
The firefighter.
There's a trend of the older women on the show going far. This is not necessarily a winner pick, and I explained this to Ben earlier when we did our draft, and he knows this. There's a trend of older women doing well, kind of the nurturing figure, and kind of connect with people early, and they're also approached pretty decently. I mean, you saw it last season
Sue.
with Sue and her relationship with, oh my goodness, what was her name?
Caroline.
Thank you, and
Yeah.
Caroline. And then even people like Gabe going up to Sue and like immediately being like, I don't think people are going to suspect us. Let's work together.
Or Julie the season before.
I think Chrissy is Sue with more muscles. So
How old is
I
she? Is that her age there? 55?
54.
Sue was what? 50, was she 54?
59.
59.
She's a 55. Is she currently a firefighter? What? Is that
Currently.
wow, impressive.
So if you know if the other people if the other people if the other two people that I wanted get taken, they get taken, but I think one of them might fall to me. So I'm still very hopeful. I think Ben knows who I was talking about when I said the guy. We'll see if he really does.
Potentially. Okay,
That
I'm
said,
next.
Ben, you're up.
Richard, you son of a bitch. I was fully gonna take Chrissy if you didn't.
Yes, I knew it. Ben and I were
All
on the same
right.
page about Chrissy. Chrissy was actually second on my board and Camilla was third.
Chrissy was not that high, but she was high enough where it was gonna be her. And now I'm faced with the same dilemma of if I double down. But I don't think I
Is it who I think it is? Wait.
potentially.
I think it's who I think it is. It's totally who I think it is.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't know.
Ah, Ben, enjoy.
Yeah, I'm at a bit of a crossroads. But I'm not gonna double down. I'm gonna mix it up a bit. I've been seeing this person has been getting a bit more hype. I liked their video. I'm getting good vibes, and I'm gonna take a risk here. I'm gonna take Bianca.
Oh.
I don't know why that name has been like jumping out to me, but I feel like if anything, she'll be fun. I think she can make it a few rounds, and I think she has the skill set necessary where if she can make a few good moves on her tribe, she can go far. Oh, yeah, Bianca.
All right, Bianca, and I forgot to write down Richard. You had Chrissy. All
Yeah, I'm writing them down as well. Yeah, I had Camilla and Chrissy.
right, that puts me on the clock. I'm definitely gonna need to take a guy this round. I'm between two. Again, I'm real superficial here. I'm not really thinking too deep on this. The two things I'm deciding between are Mitch, because he's from Waco, Texas, and I have strong ties there with our Baylor connection at Cracked Rackets. And Kyle, who is a lawyer, and one of my favorite seasons recently was season 45, where there were a bunch of lawyers who did well. And so I'm like, all right, maybe we go with the lawyer. But tie break goes to my secret method here. I'm going to go to Mitch, is my third player.
Westhoff, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Mitch was 17th on my draft because he made comments after the season that I thought were just offensive, so I don't like him at all. He can
Good.
go F himself as a human being.
Well, good. It means he'll probably do well on the show with the way the world's going
That's what we
lately.
were saying. That's exactly what we were
I
saying.
did fully consider taking Mitch for that reason.
Oh yeah.
It's like
Everybody was
the.
saying the fact that like he had said things after the season that were like really controversial was like he's gonna
It's like the
the guy's
reverse
gonna do
jinx,
well, isn't
right?
he?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Charles, you got your last two back to back.
Oh boy. I'm sitting here looking at my other seven draft boards, and I think that I'm gonna pick. Sorry, I had to do that. No, I think I'm gonna go with someone who, admittedly, reading through their information, I would typically not gravitate toward. But since I'm, pulling these picks out of my ass anyway, I think that it would be really fun for me to pick someone that could potentially annoy me greatly on the show. And I'm gonna go with Star.
When you said annoy me greatly, I was like, he's gonna pick Star, isn't he?
I mean,
Because it
and
feels
here's
like
the
a very
thing.
upbeat personality that does not
Yeah,
attract the
it
Charles
seemed,
Matthews kind of viewer.
and I'd be interested to watch a video as well on her, but just there are some things on here I really like that she said, but the whole laugh out loud funny, that really threw me off because anyone who thinks that they're that funny, to me, chances are you're really not. So I'm probably not really going to feel her, but I'm hoping that I'm wrong because she looks like she actually has a little bit of potential there. So Star is coming on my side.
You still got your last pick.
You know what? I'm just gonna like, can you pull up the random number generator and
No,
put them on Omni?
Charles.
I'm going to pick. What's his name? We'll go with Kevin, the finance manager.
I feel like you usually choose the Kevins. Maybe that's a throwback
So,
to, I mean, that's a throwback to our Canada
I know, maybe
season.
Canada, but that was a good Kevin pick for
To
sure.
kind of summate the three picks right there, Ben, Mitch, Star, and Kevin, where were they on your draft board?
Originally low, but I've gone with the easy option of just throwing my draft board out the window at this point. I'm not really sure where to go because yeah, this is a very tough to read cast. Originally they were
They
low,
are.
but now it's, I don't know, they're somewhere floating around there. Who knows?
Mitch was 17th on mine. Star was 10th on mine. And then Kevin was actually, and Ben knows this, initially my first pick. And then he and I had a conversation where he ever so graciously clued me in on some things that were some rumors that circulate on the internet. And he dropped a few places down to 6th. I still like him a lot. I think he's great. I think it's a great pick, Charles. But there are some concerning rumors on online, which is why I did not pick him.
Makes me want to go online before we do one of these drafts, but
Specifically Reddit.
so my last pick, just looking at their careers, I feel like all of them are like big timers, like Cedric, Doctor, Kyle, lawyer, Thomas, music exec, Sonia, what is she? Professional, marketing professional. I kind of want, again, I'm really kicking my normal habits here and I'm trying to go different this time. So I'm going to go with Mary Zhang. I don't think she's going to be super good at any of the competitions, but she is a substance abuse counselor. And I just remember how in several of these past seasons, especially like what was who won 45, the redhead, the
D.
oh no, not 45 then.
Kenzie was
40
46.
Kenzie.
Kenzie was
So
46,
I
yeah.
just remember Kenzie, the fact that she like rubbed what's his face's back when he was having a hard time, and Million Hearts guy, she was there for him. Just that person who can go and be like a counselor and like a shoulder to cry on might actually find alliances quicker. And so I'm just, again, I'm trying to buck my own biases
Yeah.
here. No buff dudes this time.
I initially had Mary very low. I had Mary 16th, but she was one of the four that I was like considering picking because I've seen a very positive social media response to Mary.
Okay. All right,
All right.
Ben, you got four to choose between.
Okay, Ben, crush my
Yes.
dreams. Because remember,
Well,
you're leaving me with three people to pick one person from. So
I think this is, in terms of the pool that's here, I think this is a better pool than we had for our draft. With that said, speaking of our draft, I did not think he would drop this far, but
neither
now
did
that he
I.
has, I think I'm gonna take him. I'm gonna
Yeah, take
double
him.
down and I'm going to select Kyle.
You jerk. That's who I wanted. You absolute jerk.
Well, you snuck Chrissy from me, so right back at you, buddy.
Yeah, Kyle was fifth on my board.
Yeah, I feel really good about Kyle. I think, incredibly personable. I think he's going to have an immaculate social game. I think he's going to make great bonds with his tribe. I could really see him going far. I feel real good about Kyle.
Okay. So I get last pick. Joy. All right.
Real quick, before you make your last pick, I want to audible real quick. Right, because there's nothing real on the line other than ego here. Let's make your last pick, and then let's decide who goes to Dalton, who goes to Sarah, and we'll just give them to the two last players.
No, I feel like we can do a punishment. We can afford a punishment. Throw caution to the wind. Okay, but no, we can give one to each. Just so you know where I'm coming from, the three people remaining on here on my board are seventh, eighth, and literally last. Literally 18th. And Ben knows who it is, because I think Ben and I both have him extremely
Well,
low.
you can spoil it for us now. Who was your last pick? Because you're not
Oh,
going
Cedric.
to. Okay. Is he.
Cedric. I don't want him by a country mile.
Why?
I
Why?
do not want
Age?
Cedric. It's giving Funko Bruce.
Yes. Yes,
It's
it
giving
is.
Funko Bruce, and I don't
Uncle
like him.
Bruce made it far, though.
Don't
He made it
care.
to eighth.
I would like to like my team, a la Charles in season 45 when he rode the Austin and Drew train all the way to Final Five. I would like to have that emotion where you thoroughly enjoy your team. And I sure as shit hope that Cedric proves me wrong. I really do. I hope he's an entertaining face. I hope we have entertaining faces. That being said, based off of the article on Entertainment Tonight, which is my main source of research, and then the brief clips I saw, don't want him. Thank you very much. Move it on. Yeah, seventh and eighth were the remaining two. And I think just because I passed him up in our draft, Ben, I'll take him in mine. I'll take Thomas. Thomas was seventh. Just one hot. I love that we defaulted the person that Ben and I had lowest. We've defaulted to giving him to Dalton. For the people listening to the audio, Westoff very quickly took a Dalton, what looks like a Nintendo logo, just replaced the word Nintendo with Dalton and threw it over Cedric's glasses. The first time I read his name, and Ben can attest to this, I literally looked at Ben and I go, "Who the fuck is Sederic?" Like,
Wow.
I genuinely know. Like he was the only one that I wasn't like drawn to like stay on his clip. I was kind of like, okay. Yeah. Good for you, bud. You made it to TV. Good job. Next. Like, I don't know. To me, it's I will never dislike someone off the bat unless you come out and start like saying crazy crap, a la Mitch. I just like it's a matter of like, am I going to remember watching your video when I wake up the next day or not? And so Cedric was the one that I was kind of like, oh, he's here, you know? Who did you guys not want? Is there anybody that you guys just did not want? Charles?
Sorry, I'm distracted
I'm
by
kind of I'm trying to buy time because I see what I'm doing here.
the
I see what Westhouse doing here, and it's great.
And I'm wondering what mine and Mitch's are going to end up being. This is going to
Or
be
I don't even
great.
want to know what mine's going to look
Ooh, can
like.
I send you what Daniel or what Richard should be? I'm joking.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. No, no. No, no. It should
No, I
be
mean,
my Survivor
again,
Purist thing that I put on my head.
these past couple of cast lists have been really tough for me. Again, I haven't done as much research as I do for Big Brother, but admittedly, I haven't like they haven't drawn me in enough to have wanted to do more research than I have on Big Brother. I would say if there was someone that I absolutely did not want, it was probably a tie between Cedric and Kyle for me, for sure.
Is there anyone that you like really wanted? You had fourth pick, so like if you had the first pick, who would it have been? Would it have stayed the same? Would it have been somebody that myself, Ben, or Westhoff took?
Apologies for mispronouncing the name. And I don't know if you all heard me. The first person I actually stopped on was the
Shohin?
Shohin.
Shohin,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
I kind of
He
heard you murmur under your breath when I said his name, and you were kind of, I heard the kind of like, ugh.
No, he interested me. I liked his background a lot. And again, a picture is worth a million words in this case, since it's the first impression, and he didn't annoy me like everyone else did when I kind of stopped. But no, I'm excited to watch, as grumpy as I am about the initial cast list, for sure.
I was going to say kind of a fun fact. Shohin was going to be he was an alternate on
Yeah.
Survivor 46, and a lot of that cast had like pointed him out in interviews as someone they either saw as a threat or wanted to work with. So already he has kind of like an interesting presence in the Survivor verse. But I got to agree with you, Charles. Shohin, if I had first pick, I was probably going to take him because I felt like Joe would have been able to fall and Shohin like wouldn't have. Shohin just has the vibe. Like you kind of look at him and you think that guy'd be pretty good at Survivor. I think he has, again, he has a great skill set. The fact that he already made it through the casting process and kept going, like, he really wants to play this game. I think that he's gonna do I could see him as like this season's like final boss, like that's the person we gotta take down Shohin if we wanna have a shot to win the game. So I can't blame Richard, I can't blame you at all for taking him first.
Westhoff, is there anybody that you kind of wanted first, or did you get your first pick?
No, I did not do any research for this. I put all of the names into ChatGPT and said, rank them yourself, and then give me a little blurb about each so I can talk about them. And so, not that it was the perfect order from ChatGPT, but that was my secret method, was if I was between two, I went to the chat and asked. So, you can just call me Stoff GPT from now on.
Hey, I mean,
Oh, that's a great new nickname. That's a great
wow.
new name.
Wow.
Oh,
It's not brand
GPT.
new. I've been calling myself that ever since the indoor broadcast when I figured out all
Stop
the man cameras.
GPT.
So.
I mean, Daniel, to be fair, to your point from earlier, I mean, if Ben is rolling in here wearing a fucking buff and you and I are
Yeah,
literally
we're
pulling things out
behind.
of our ass and using that be GPT, yeah, we're totally doomed
All I know
for
is
sure.
that I put in 2 hours of research into Big Brother 26 draft. I watched the whole freaking pre-interviews and chose Matt with my first pick. And so I no longer have any confidence. So I've got to switch it
No,
up.
that does anyone do either of you guys remember who won BB26 draft? I don't.
Who won what?
Who won our CR draft for BB26?
It was
I
Richard or
think it
Sarah,
was
I thought.
Sarah.
Yeah, I think it was Sarah.
I had Rubina, Quinn, and Chelsea.
Yeah, I think it was Sarah.
I think it was Sarah.
It was either myself or Sarah for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got the record somewhere. We'll set it straight.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it for the next episode. But before we close things off, I think I still want to take this episode to wrap things up by getting opinions on Survivor 50, just because we can. So for those who don't know, if you don't and you're listening to this pod, it means you're enough of a super fan. So what rock have you been living under? Survivor 50 is, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong at any point here, Ben, called Survivor 50 for the fans,
In the hands of the
in the
fans.
hands of the fans. Thank you. And so they've done, Jeff Probst kind of elaborated on this when he was on actually the radio station that I listened to back at home, Z100 in New York. They've done, handpicked casts, etc. So now they're letting fans vote on how the game is played. And the first four polls will be open throughout season 48, which is before 50 films, to kind of decide how different things will go in Survivor 50. So, Ben, if you remember the first four polls, I think you probably know them better than I do off the top of your head.
Yes, so we have voting for there to be either idols or no idols in the game, keeping or getting rid of Final Four Fire Making, continuing the Fiji after show or moving back to a live reunion in LA, and what colors you want the tribes to be.
So, first and foremost, Charles and Westhoff, what do we think of the idea of letting fans take over this part of the game? And then where would you guys vote for those four?
Repeat the four one more time.
The four
Yeah, I was
votes
going to say,
are
can we?
idols or no idols, immunity idols, keep them or drop them, the Final Four Fire Making Challenge, keep it or drop it. What was the third one, Ben?
Either keeping the
Oh,
Fiji
the
after
reunion.
show or the LA reunion.
So the Fiji after show that they've been doing for the last few seasons right after the finale, or go back to the way it used to be where they filmed a live reunion where they announced the winner and then did the reunion live in LA after the season has aired.
And four is
And four is the
colors,
tribe
tribe
colors, which
colors, yeah.
we don't have to go there, but those first three are very debated, except for the first one, but the second and third one for sure, very debated topics online.
Tribe colors, that's just a throwaway.
Yeah.
The reunion show is an automatic. It'll be voted to be bring it back, right? Because nobody likes
Me
the.
and me and Ben are fans of the LA Live
Yeah,
reunion.
no, I don't
My,
think.
yeah.
Does anybody like the right after, like no breathing room, like just.
Some people do because of the thought of it is your first like knee-jerk reaction, but some people are also like, you're not giving these people a chance, like the people who don't win, a chance to process the fact that you
Right, that's what I
just lost
hate.
$1 million.
Charlie sitting there dumbfounded, being like, how
That's
did I just
exactly what
lose?
I was gonna
Exactly.
say.
Let him
Process the thought,
process it.
yes.
You motherfuckers are gonna take fire away from me. I know you are, because
Oh, I want it gone. I want the shit gone.
I know I'm in the minority there. I like it,
Yes.
and you
I
all, I
said
know
it
it'll
on
be
this
taken away.
podcast. My opinion is very firm. I think that we should be using fire making as the tiebreaker vote instead of rock draws,
I mean, I don't
which I
hate
know
that.
Charles now understands because he just saw a rock draw on the season that we have him assigned to. I do not like having rock draws. But you should be able to convince your castmates to like get you out. No, let's just make it fire making. You want to keep fire making? I'm okay with that. Let's put that instead of rock draws. I don't like the thought that you have to make fire to get into the final three. Why not play the effing game to get to final three? Convince the other people to keep you.
Yeah,
That is the
I'm the one
pure
person
game.
I feel like that is actually does like the fire making challenge, but it's just
No,
personal
I like
preference.
it. I like it. You're
I know
not the
Charles likes it
hero.
because Charles likes the drama.
And then idols, is anyone going to vote to take away idols? That's what
Oh,
dings
I'm
all the
sure as
drama
heck not.
is.
I'm sure as heck not.
Everybody loves the surprise of an idol at a, you know, that
To
overrules
me,
any
it's the
things
other
that.
advantages that could go.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. I don't
The
need
idol
a
to me is the mainstay. That's the one that needs that
maybe
can't be
we
dropped.
maybe can we limit it to like four idols in the whole game and not like
I think they
eight?
learned their lesson after a few seasons ago when one person had three advantages at the same time.
Four. Four.
Four. Thank you, Ben. Charles, what say you? Where would you vote for those three? Let's start with idols or
I
no
think,
idols.
yeah, I think Daniel and I are in line on that. Yeah, idols for sure. My boy Ben could not have been Ben had idols not been a thing. So obviously,
Ben Driebergen, not Ben Friedman.
I will never, ever, ever. Yeah, I mean, Ben Friedman like was up here for me, but now he's like gone down a little bit with this whole buff thing
I'm
today. So we
a
matched
fan. What can I say?
You win some, you lose some.
It's even worse that it matches your Syracuse orange.
Yes.
Oh, I did that
That's why we
intentionally.
do it.
That's why we get the orange buffs.
That's why I went
Ben has
directly
been doing
to.
orange buffs. I, when I get them, when I'm not cheaping out as I did the last few seasons, get the merge
Same.
buffs. But Charles, now final four fire making, keep it or leave it.
Keep it for sure. I know we had this discussion with the whole wind debacle. Like for me, again, I haven't watched
That's
every.
not my issue.
No, but I mean, I haven't watched every season, so I'm not maybe as opinionated as someone who has. But I mean, again, like that's part of Survivor now, so that's part of the game, and that is a part of the thing where. Yeah, just like any other game that they could play, as we see the wind blows and somebody's tower may fall over, like that's still an irrelevant part because everyone is having to deal with it. I think in those moments there at the end, it does put the extra stress on the player to actually have to get it done in order to advance. So, and getting to the whole rocks thing, again, I've watched maybe five total seasons at this point of Big Brother or of Survivor, excuse me, maybe six. And I was Googling like they've only even gone to rocks what three times total. So like that for me, looking at numbers and percentages of how often that happens, like I'm not bothered by the fact that things could go to rocks because it's such a rarity at this point. And then the color thing,
And then the
yeah.
reunion that I
Oh,
know you don't
reunion.
watch,
Yeah,
but we'll
I was
ask it
gonna say I'm definitely
anyway.
not the person to
The thought, I
ask
mean, the
because
thought
I
is like,
by the
are
way,
the
while I'm thinking about it, sort of big trigger warning for the finale reunion of the one you're watching.
of
Maybe
33? Yeah.
just be ready.
Yeah.
So I
So
should watch it.
I mean, we're gonna spoil, but you're just there's sad news.
I'll spoil it for you
So if
after we're done
you know what that
recording.
means, so if you could take it, then
No, Wessel,
I kind of figured.
I'll spoil it for Charles after we hit stop on the recording, but the thought is they are currently doing them in Fiji. They announce the winner and do the reunion in Fiji at the on
Right.
location. What they did in the past was you would all vote and then Probst would take the urn. No, they wouldn't know. They would go home not knowing who won the show. And they would do it live, the winner reveal and the reunion in Los Angeles after the show has aired live.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked up on that. Again, I literally stop watching as soon as the winner is crowned, so I have like no feeling about that at all. I would say I would probably kind of agree with Daniel though, to the or on the extent of maybe just like give the people a break in between. That's a lot of processing to do. I know personally if I were to ever be involved in something like that, like I would just want to go home and like cry. Whether they be happy tears or sad, I would just want a moment to decompress. So, being obligated to sit there and endure kind of rehashing everything, probably not for me, truthfully. So I may have to get on and vote and say that they circle back and do that at a later time for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you could make the argument that, yeah, they read the votes live and then they do the reunion right after. But at the same time, you need to realize that that the people have a chance to go home, get back, like reintegrate back into life, and also watch the season. So honestly, a lot of people will get a good idea for who's going to win the show after they've watched the show. Like, There are some seasons that Wes, I'm sure you know, you watch, and just to reference the ones that Charles has watched, like Kageyan. If you watch that season and you know who the final two is, if you don't know who's winning that season, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It was clear that Tony was winning that season. So things like that, where I think you just give them a chance to kind of decompress from being stranded on an island for 39, now 26 days. So yeah. Any final remarks from the group before we head off for the night? Who
Yeah,
wants
I
to go
mean,
first? Ben?
I can speak on the things the things we're voting on. Keep idols for sure, tribe colors, whatever. At least for me, I'm not a fan of Final Four fire making. I disagree with you a little bit, Richard, that I don't think it should be the tie break all the time. I think rocks is actually a really interesting concept, like, because you already go through the revote and then you have to talk about it. So I think that's kind of like the ultimate show of like commitment, the ultimate show of like putting your game into fate. To me, I just think the Final Four would be so much more entertaining with the vote and like talking, like seeing people make their last plea, their last chance to like, really try and like utilize their social bonds, really trying to make something happen. And more often than not, it's going to be a 2-2 tie and it's going to end in fire making anyway. I think having the option to sort of let the social game show one more time before Final Tribal is a really great thing. I'm a bit worried. I'm a bit worried that it's not going to go through and that we're going to be stuck with Final Four fire making, but I do see there is some merit to it. So I'm not fully against it, but I'm like 95% against it. And then, yeah, I was going to say what Westhoff said about the after show. You look at Charlie right after he was this close to winning $1 million, and he would have. It's just devastating. And I think you absolutely need that time to process. I think having that time to reintegrate is huge. And also the LA reunions can just be fun. I always used to get a kick of seeing Jeff Probst take the urn and then magically transport himself to Los Angeles the way he does. So I think it'd be cool to bring that back. I'm excited for 50. I'm excited to see where the votes go. That's going to be total chaos when they do that soon. And then yeah, I'm excited for this season. And I apologize immensely to the cast of Survivor 49. Because everyone's just going to be looking forward to Survivor 50. So I feel like that season's going to get the shaft a little bit, but we still have a little ways to go. So let's focus on what we got coming up soon. I'm real excited.
West off Charles, who wants to go next?
Go ahead, Charles.
Okay, Charles.
Thank you. I mean, that tells you how excited we are to get this season started, huh? No, you know what? It's going to be fun. Daniel and I will, get through the Survivor season, and then we'll thrive here in a couple of months when we get to Big Brother, so that we have some live feeds and some more exciting things going on. Either way, we know that there's going to be drama. It's fucking reality TV. I can't wait. It gives me something to look forward to. Even the moments that I hate watching a show, as tough as they are sometimes, it's just fun to be able to get in here and talk to you guys. So let's do it.
West off.
I'm excited. I am going to make it a goal for myself to watch the episodes the night that they are broadcasted, because so many times last season I'd be like, oh, it's all right, I'll watch it Thursday night or Friday morning, and then I'd scroll on Twitter, not just like by habit, and then I'd see a spoiler for someone walking out. I'd be like, damn it, that happened like six times last season where before I even watched the episode I knew who was going home. So it's my goal to live this season, experience it as it's going to be experienced, and watch, who did I draft? Watch one of my draft players win. Marry Zhang. Watch Mary win.
Say marriage, Zhang? Stop
Yes.
GPT, baby.
Stop GPT.
That's the
It
perfect thing. A
begins.
stop GPT would select Marry Zhang.
I'm gonna let that pause just simmer there. Closing things off, I'm glad that I have forced the two of you to make this a recurring thing. W for me. The W for the Survivor purists. Am I right? Ben, ta-da. It's a win for us, baby. No, I'm very glad that we've made this a recurring thing. Ben and I graduate soon. I hope this continues as a thing. I'm gonna make sure that I sign off with this on my head. That said, excited for when we get down in these chairs again, recapping 48, talking Philippines, talking Millennials Gen X, talking whatever our next assignment is for Charles, as we continue to force more and more Survivor content down his throat. Whether he wants to or not, he's doing it, which is well appreciated.
All right, I'll see you in
That said, we will catch you guys next time. Thank you guys for listening, whoever is. I mean, yeah, we'll catch you guys next time for more Survivor Bitter Jury.